Relaxing by the fire. Programming with AI is the calmest thing you can possibly do next to sitting in a little wilderness by a lonesome fire. I had three terminals slowly scrolling code, and the sausage was cooking and fire was crackling. The middle terminal was adding command arguments to my text narration system so that each file can have a distinct location, distinct output, and not just both audio and captions being dumped into one folder. On my left, a visual programming language. Beautiful, big, simple, minimalist, overpowered, classy. Mine. To drag a cable to or from a specific port, you need to give every file a distinct presence or port. It is those ports that forced me to make my command more precise. On the right, a large and audacious rewrite of an ad blocker to make it more precise about sniping elements from a web page. The AI couldn't compile anything until I just now showed it that I own a full Linux container dedicated to making browser add-ons. And I sat there in the middle, in one browser window talking to the AI about taking over custom Firefox development. It is a mess, but we made progress strategizing OmniJA generators and proper subsystem divisions. And then in the other window, the birth of the new art. Solving skeuomorphism not with styling HTML, but with using 3D graphics. We talked about developing for VR using a scene graph and multiple renderers. It's got potential. Every once in a while, like a burning sausage or a happy seagull or a flare-up of crackling fire, one of the AIs would stop and slowly print results on the screen. And I'd inspect progress and tell it to carry on. This morning I had four AIs and I parted with one to save money. I have two more I cancelled with some leftover credit. By next month, I will be down to the strongest AI that can keep going non-stop without running out of usage. It was a calm afternoon. I forgot my nap and just sat there by the computer answering AI questions and asking some more. I have come close to finishing my visual programming languages before, and even the one that I'm finishing up right now with the help of AI won't ship with a large action library. But when I was doing all the typing, I would get tired. I could only work on one thing at a time, and only for a couple of weeks before it got boring and I needed to switch. But these thinking programming machines of today, they work on 40 things, maybe 60 things, or 100 things at the same time. Today, I asked it to parse Bash, an effort that makes even a lady nerd splurk. But the AI did it. This specific project is all about shell scripting in a visual way, and AI and I operate on the Bash AST, the actual tree that is created out of code typed up by hands. We are not combining text strings. This is luxury programming. I had previously used AST tree node definitions, like parentheses, keyword, string, literal, the stuff that programmers type in on their keyboards, but now divided and interpreted by the actual language itself, to create a code highlighter, where the important parts of a programming language are in different colors so that you can visually reason about the source code. And the AI took that project, looked at my work, and brought it into the world of Bash AST. It looks beautiful. None of this is supposed to be possible. Not at this point in humanity's development. This is way too hard. 5 years ago, talking about parsing bash would make people laugh. Now, it only took a moment to create the parser and highlighter and the system that helps me write into the tree that then generates perfectly aligned, perfectly perfect source code. You know, I still say that programming is a superpower, but AI gave me a team of 30 to 60 developers now, so I don't know what comes after superpower. It is such an incredible multiplier that all you can do is just sit back, relax, and watch the lights blink. The reason that nobody is freaking out about this yet is because we've all had fake education, ineffective education. Mitochondria, powerhouse of the cell. Well, congratulations. We were actually taught to become workers instead of thinkers. And now AI reveals that. We have this incredible power of 30 to 60, maybe 100 programmers. But we don't know what to tell them because our education is fake. So we have to stop, drop everything that we're doing, get a real education, and then get on the artificial intelligence bandwagon where in 2 weeks you can create the work of 1,000 programmers. If you can pull yourself out of fake education, or never step into it, then yours is the world. And you get to build your cathedrals in months instead of centuries.